Please welcome Darren Stotrop.
So most of the stories that I have to tell are stories about my brother. He's normally the hero of all these stories. Tonight, he's going to play a cameo, but he's going to be the villain. So the story begins, me and my brother are upstairs in my room and we're playing video games. And typically, I would be a little bit better than him at these games. And we're playing them and he's getting a little bit irritated. Now, my brother is 3 years older than me. I'm probably 8 years old at the time. And we had the typical little brother, older brother situation where I looked up to him and he looked down on me. And he didn't care too much for me, but we got along on occasion. We're better now. So we're playing this game, and at the same time as we're playing this, we're playing another game. And it's one of those rhyming games where you choose a word and you try and rhyme with it as best you can. And the word that we chose that night was duck. You do see where I'm going with this. So we're going through, and it's my turn, and I want to make sure that I don't just beat him at this video game, but I also want to beat him at this rhyming game, and so I come up with a whole bunch of words all at once. I'm just going to just spitfire them out there, and he's got nothing left. You know, he's going to have to scrounge for something else. So we're playing, it's my turn, okay, what do I say? So I'm like, okay, truck, luck, muck, suck. And it's one of those moments where you, like, step outside, and you look at yourself, and you're doing something that you wish you weren't doing, or saying something in this case that you wish you weren't saying, and you can't stop yourself. So there I am, and it's just coming out, it's fuh! And now my parents had allowed us to be able to say some swear words. At this stage, I was allowed to say damn. And throughout the years, you'd be able to say, you'd start out with crap, you'd be able to go up to shite, and then you can Americanize that at some point. But I'm still down here at damn. And I'm about to graduate right to college. So there I am. And it's that moment, you've seen the Christmas Story, that movie, and the little kid is sitting there and bolts go flying and he's just like, fudge! And just like him, fudge wasn't the word that I said. So my brother drops the controller, just presses pause, drops the controller, goes, I'm telling Dad. Which is the three words you don't want to hear as a kid. Followed with, you're dead. Which, for some reason, at least in the 90s and maybe before then as well, and maybe still today, I don't know if there's an epidemic of parents dishing out death as a punishment for petty crimes, but that was a legitimate concern that we all had. I'm saying, Tyson, you can't tell them. Tyson's my brother. Not Dyson, but Tyson. I said, you can't tell. He's like, I'm going to tell. I said, you can't. He said, what is it worth to you? And I said, I don't know anything. You just can't do it. And he says, okay, then you have to do whatever I say. And I say, fine. And he says, for as long as I say. And I say, fine. And that was the wrong answer. Because this is how my brother then blackmailed me for 2 years of my life. We had a very long driveway going up to our house. It was probably near a quarter mile, and it came off the street, and then you had to get out and you'd walk and you'd go all the way up this hill, and it was all just dirt, and it would just go up to this other spot, and our house was the only one up there. So every day, remember, 8 years old, bus drops me off here. Have you seen the movie The Green Mile? This was my Green Mile. In the movie The Green Mile, if you haven't seen it, there is a green line that goes from a jail cell area, and it winds through the corridors, and it goes all the way out, and it ends at an electric chair. So for me, that's what it felt like. So I would get out of the bus, and I would stare down this quarter-mile road going up, and just filled with anxiety and dread, just thinking, what is my brother going to make me do today? Is it going to be his homework? Is it going to be his chores? Is it going to be making him dinner? Is it going to be peeling his grapes? It could be anything he wanted me to do, and I had to do it. But perhaps my biggest fear was that I was going to do this for so long, and one day, my brother would just grow tired of the game and decide, meh, I don't care. I'm just going to tell the parents anyway. That was my biggest concern. So 2 years of my life, day in, day out, bus drops me off, face that road, what is it today? Bus drops me off, face that road, what is it today? So, perhaps fittingly enough, 2 years go by. We're now upstairs in somebody's room at a party playing video games. Once again, I'm winning. My brother, he's got this red Solo cup filled with soda. Remember, we're kids. So it's filled with soda, and we're playing, and he says, "Darren, I want a refill." And I said, "Get it yourself." It's been 2 years. I'm getting a little forgetful on where my place is in life. He wants to remind me. He's got a way of telling me, all he has to do is just say, "Darren." And that's just that tone, that's all he needs to say. "Darren, get me the refill." "Get your own refill, Darren." And I go, "Oh yeah, that." And I'm playing the game and I'm thinking, you know what, it's been 2 years. I don't want to deal with this anymore. I'm sort of amping myself up, feeling a little bit brave, you know, and I also don't want to pause the game. I know if I go downstairs and get him that soda, he's going to cheat. So I'm just thinking, I'm going to stand up to this guy. So I look at him, I go, "No." And that was probably the bravest thing I've ever done. My brother looks at me and wants to give me a second chance. Have you ever had that where you build yourself up, you get all amped up, courageous, you do the thing, yes! And then you're given the opportunity to take it back. It's always harder the second time to stand the ground. He says, "Excuse me?" And I say, "No?" "Okay." Drops the controller, leaves the room. That game was so much more interesting like 5 seconds earlier. Now I don't really care. Now I've got something else on my mind. I'm sitting there thinking, oh my goodness, it's been 2 years. My parents are gonna kill me. That little spot on our hillside where we buried the cat and the dog and the iguana and all those animals, all of our pets, that's gonna be my new bedroom. Try and look on the bright side, at least I get pets. That's not working. So I'm sitting there waiting for probably an eternity, I think, roughly. I start hearing these steps coming up the stairs. It's heavy feet. You know, as a kid, when you hear that sound, that's one of the parents. And it's not a good sound. You know they're not coming up here to wish you happy birthday or anything like that. So there he is. I hear the sound coming up the steps. And I'm thinking, hangman's noose, guillotine, what will it be? My dad opens the door. My dad's kind of a big guy. He's construction, dairy farm growing up. He's kind of a large fella. And he stands over me. He says, "Darren?" I'm like, "Tyson tells me you have something to say." He said you said something, and you'd like to tell me what it was. I know I can't really fight this, so I say, "Yes, I accidentally said the F word 2 years ago." I don't know how parents can do it, but just straight face. Stares at me. "The F word." "Yes." "2 years ago." "Yes." "Okay." Walks out of the room. And I'm left just standing there just thinking, what do I feel? And there's two emotions. One of them is the initial emotion, just relief. 2 years of my life and I don't have to worry about this ever again. And the other emotion is 2 years of my life? And my punishment is okay? And I think that's sort of when I learned that sometimes punishment can look a little bit different than what we would assume, and sometimes that can be okay.